Hey guys, really appreciate you joining my podcast. This is fun. You know, I really enjoy and am very grateful for the opportunity to have a system of really posting my thoughts as they happen, right? A lot of people say, oh no, you got to let your thoughts digest and kind of work them out. But I'm a big fan of kind of just getting my thoughts out on paper or the metaphorical paper, right? Through podcasts, through videos. So it's great that, you know, Anchor is a thing, right? It's not a marketing plan, but more or less, I'm just saying, like, I'm really grateful for having this medium. So the reflection I've had, and this will be a very brief podcast as well, is something I've had in the past, but I have been very hard on myself over the past few years, as you can maybe tell by some of my podcasts, where I'm very reflective. I'm like, if I'm doing something wrong, I'm going to call myself out on it, and I'm going to work on it, or at least try to work on it. And yes, I fail quite often. I make mistakes. You know, I have my days and I have my moments where I'm like, why did I do that? And why did I go back on what I'm trying to achieve? But one thing that I have really been trying to hone on, and I think this is just human nature, and especially in this area that we get accustomed with it, especially with social media and the kind of the instant gratification era, is wanting more, is wanting a better tomorrow, or having the idea the grass is greener on the other side, right? Some examples is wanting more money, is wanting more friends, is, you know, being in a relationship, you know, having more time, like more this and that. Maybe not more time, but, you know, more this and that, right? It could be really anything, but I can assure you that whoever is listening to this probably has at one point in their life said, oh, I want this, I want that, right? You know, we do it every year at a birthday, we make wishes, and that's human nature. And I'm not telling you not to make wishes. I'm not telling you to not want a better tomorrow, right? Sometimes the grass is greener on the other side. But what I have realized is that what you're chasing and what I'm chasing is probably not going to make me entirely happier, right? It's not going to just change my emotions, you know, in like flip it 180, right? And I say that because I know when I was, for example, in a relationship, I missed the things about being single. And when I did not make a lot of money, in order to make money, you need to work, right? So when I didn't have money and I was a kid and I was at the point where I wanted money, and now I'm like, no, I want to be a kid where I don't have to worry about money, right? Or, you know, I would say if you're famous, it's like, okay, yeah, like I wish I was famous. But then when you're famous, you're just, all you want to do is have your private life. So, and this can be with any situation, right? It's like the grass is not always greener on the other side. Better is not always better. And wanting more is not going to make you happy. And I see myself a lot of times asking for things and wanting things. So like getting upset that I don't have things, right? You know, between me and the audience, one of the things is I have been single for the past year and a half almost. And, you know, I'm getting a little bit older and it would be nice to meet someone. And it's been hard on me because I think about that constantly and it gets me very sad. But what I've realized is that like it will come if it's supposed to come. And if I constantly connect my happiness to that, something that's really, you know, out of my control of meeting someone, I can, you know, put my best foot forward and do my best, but, you know, there's another person involved, then I will never be happy, right? Because I'm going to constantly chase things. And if I have this attitude, then when I do get that, I'm going to want something else. I'm going to want more. And that's dangerous, right? When you're not able to put boundaries of what you want, then you'll never know when you're going to truly be happy. Now, is it bad to want more and to do better, to make more money, to have more joy in life and fun events? No, it's not. It's actually great to do that. But I would argue if you can't find happiness in having one friend or happiness in making, you know, $50,000 a year, what makes you think you're going to be 10 times happier if you have 10 friends or make $80,000 or $100,000, right? Now, will you be will he be a little bit happier with those things? Of course, yeah, you could do more things with more friends, you could do more things with more money, but if that's the only thing that's going to make you happy, then you're never going to be happy, because you're basically saying, okay, like, I'm making $50,000 right now, I'm only going to be happy when I'm making $80,000, and what's probably going to happen is you're going to, you know, make $80,000, and you're going to say, oh, no, I'm only going to be happy when I make $160,000, or I'm going to be only happy when I make $1 million a year. So the question is, like, when is enough? And I don't think there is really an answer to that. And that's why it's so important to say, like, hey, no, I'm happy with what I have now. And whatever I'm going to get is additional. So when I'm making this podcast, for example, or I'm making the videos, or I'm writing, I say to myself, I'm like, I'm already happy because one person is watching this video. One person is listening to this podcast. One person has bought my book. I'm not thinking about what's after that. I'm thinking about, you know, hey, another person other than me is listening to what I have to say and what I'm thinking. And what that does, basically, it basically allows me to be happy with most things in life. It allows me to find joy in overall life. Because no one can tell me how far I'm going to get. Like, there's no, like, crystal ball, right? There's other things that you can do to push yourself, but there's no crystal ball. So, like, the chances are I'm probably not going to get where I exactly want. I'm not going to get exactly as much as I want. So if I connect my happiness to that, I will never be happy, right? And that goes with anything, right? We have expectations. We have dreams. Like, you know, of course I have an ideal person I would like to get married to. But most likely, it's not going to, the person's not going to be exactly what I hoped. It's going to be like 70 to 80% or even 60%. And I'm going to have to accept that, and I'm going to have to find the beauty and focus on the good things, not the bad things, right? Human psychology is often weird, right? If I come to you and say, hey, you know, you got an 80% on a test, you're going to say, wow, like, I didn't do that well. But if I come to you and say, hey, like, you only got 20% wrong, and you did the other 80% correct, you're like, oh yeah, like, that's not that bad. You know, I got the majority of stuff. Or if I came to you and said, like, hey, you know, there's an analogy that, I mean, I don't know if it's really an analogy, but something they say is, like, there's, they usually say on the packaging, it says 99% fat-free, right? Because it's, like, a bigger number in, like, in a good way, right? They say, oh, look, it's 99% fat-free. If the advertisement was 1% fat, then people are just going to be thinking about the fat, right? They're going to be thinking about the negative thing in the situation, right? So oftentimes we push towards the more positive number rather than negative number. So that's why I think it's a little interesting that we kind of look at what we don't have before we look at what we have. It's like we have 70 or 80% of happiness in life right now, right? We have food, we have shelter, we do have friends. You know, I'm kind of talking about myself, but I'm talking most likely about you as well. You have a lot of things. And yeah, you have that 10% that's not there. So, like, for me, like, there's some things that I wish I had. But in all honesty, the majority of things in my life are pretty amazing, right? So I think it's again, it's shifting the perspective of saying, like, hey, like, yeah, like, the overall life is not 100%. But hey, like, 80% of my life or 90% of my life is pretty awesome. And maybe I should be focusing on that 90% and kind of let that other 10% come as it's supposed to. And just saying that makes me feel so much happier and so much less stressed, right? And, you know, in the end of the day, I think that's life. And I think it's also balance, right? You also want to look at your life, like your glass half empty, in the sense that, like, yes, you have a lot of things in your life, but you do want to strive for more and do better. And I think that's healthy, right? I'm not telling you to sit around and just say, oh yeah, I'm happy with everything. I don't want to do more. I think it's like a balance of being hungry and wanting more, but also being humble enough and saying, like, yeah, like, my life is, you know, pretty good. And I'm not complaining, right? Like, today I had like some annoying things at work, and I was like, oh, you know, a little bit grumpy for a minute. I was complaining, you know, I got a little upset. But then I said to myself, like, is this really something to get upset about? Like, I'm in this opportunity. Like, I'm getting upset about this. How can I get upset about that? And, you know, I think I spoke a little bit this a little bit about this in the last podcast, but just look what you have. Don't always chase for a better tomorrow, because, you know, yes, tomorrow is a surprise, and yes, tomorrow could be amazing, but it's a surprise. You don't know what's going to happen. So you kind of owe it to yourself to find the happiness now and kind of just go with the flow of what tomorrow will bring. So yes, don't chase tomorrow for happiness. Focus on today for happiness. That's what I think I'd leave you with. And pray, don't wish. I think I said that in one of my other podcast episodes. It's so important. You know, find gratitude, find grounding in what you have and what you've gotten, and pray for it to continue and pray for more to come. But don't just want. And I think I'll leave it at there. I do appreciate your time listening to this podcast, though, and talk soon, guys.